From Hollywood, Rudy Valley presents The Dream Show.
My time is your time. Your time is my time.
There's no time like our time, and no one like you.
Oh, Mr. Valley?
Yes, Pinky?
Oh, Mr. Valley, this time I really got it. Oh, boy, I wrote a sensational love song.
Another love song? What's it called?
Will you love me in December as you do in the balcony of the Paramount?
Yes, Rudy Valley with Pinky Lee, Patsy Moran, Marvin Miller, that effervescent Scotch entertainer Ella Logan, and Benny Kruger's music. Brought to you by Dream Shampoo. Yes, for lovely, lustrous hair, use Dream.
No other shampoo, only Dream Shampoo with hair conditioning action. Leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Pinky, answer the phone. I'd like to finish taking inventory.
Okay. Hello? Villa Valley Nightclub, Pinky Lee the busboy speaking. What? Yeah, tomorrow's income tax day. Yeah, that's right. Oh, yes. Goodbye.
Who was that?
The Andrews sisters.
How about you, Pinky? Have you filled out your own income tax?
Not yet, Mr. Valley. You see, my brother used to help me, but he went to jail.
To jail?
Yeah, you heard of the pay-as-you-go plan? Well, he didn't pay, so he went. You know anything about taxes, Mr. Valley?
It's a simple, very Pinky, really. It's really very Pinky, simple, I mean. Oh, I had upside-down cake tonight, too, yes. I mean, it's really very simple, Pinky.
Not the way you read it there.
Very simple.
Oh, yeah.
Very simple.
You want to bet?
You see, the government takes your 1945 income, then it takes your 1946 income.
Yeah.
That's all. Now, take the average taxpayer, John Doe, for instance.
Yes.
Under income, you find John's salary, and under outgo, you find John's expenses. Now, what do you find under dependents?
John's other wife.
Of course, the corporate returns are different from individual returns. Yeah. Have you ever formed a corporation, Pinky?
Yeah, but I went on a diet and I got rid of it.
Well, that's a very good answer, Pinky. You should live so long. Let me put it another way. Do you own any tangibles? Of course, you know what tangibles are.
Sure, small oranges.
You're thinking kangaroos. Ad lib with me, will you? Look, Pinky, how often do you go to the bank?
Once a year.
And how much do you deposit?
Nothing.
Then why do you go to the bank?
To get a calendar. Oh, but I loaned $100, but I repaid it.
Oh, no. No, you don't repay a loan. You retire a loan.
Why should I retire a loan? I sleep with my brother.
Pinky, sometimes I wish your father had never whistled at your mother. I'm trying to help you, dear boy. Why do you fight me?
All right, okay. Well, then tell me this. How much can I take off for party decorations?
Party decorations?
Yeah.
There's no such item on the tax form.
Sure there is. Right here on page two. Here you are. Party decorations.
That's part three, deduction. Pinky, my advice to you is to have your head examined.
I did. Only this morning I went to the doctor to have my head examined.
What did the doctor say?
I don't know. He's still in there. And while I was out, Mr. Valley, I mailed your tax form back to Washington.
You mailed it back?
Yes.
But, Pinky, I haven't filled it out yet.
You don't have to. On page one, it said, please return income tax blank. So I did.
No, I should have known better than to trust you with my tax blank. I hope you get my train of thought.
You thought it's okay, but your train is a late freight with a loose caboose. Don't worry, Mr. Valley. You can get another tax blank at the tax bureau. You know, they're very nice down there. In fact, they have two clerks to wait on you.
Two clerks?
Yeah, one tells you what you can deduct, and the other tells you you can't get it.
I don't have to go to the tax bureau, Pinky. Fortunately, I started working in a duplicate form. What I need is someone to help me finish it. Oh boy, look, Pinky. Look how jammed the club is tonight. Hear them in there, and it's just time for my part in the show. See, after my number, we'll go to the office building across the street.
Oh, yes.
And see if we can find a good accountant who might be working tonight.
Oh, definitely.
Well, come on, let's go into the club.
Oh, certainly.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Villa Valley, most of us do not know what's what or what is which about taxes, but we do know the why and how of a certain song which belongs in Who's Who. And that song is not who or what or which or why, but where or when, which I shall sing whither, hence, here and now, while some of you whilst wonder why. Take it away. It seems we stood and talked like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where or when. The clothes you're wearing are the clothes you wore. The smile you were smiling then, but I can't remember where or when. Some things that happen for the first time seem to be happening again. And so it seems that we have met before and laughed before and loved before. But who knows where? Yes, Truman Bradley, what is it?
Say, Rudy, if you had my job of telling the girls all about,
About? Oh, yes.
Well, Rudy, how would you do it?
Why, I'd sing it.
You mean?
Like this.
And when I told them how beautiful you are, they didn't believe me. They didn't believe me. Your lips, your eyes, your cheeks, your hair are in a class beyond compare. You're the loveliest girl that one could see.
Yes, to help your hair be in a class beyond compare, use Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action. Dreen your hair, and you reveal all its natural luster. Actually, as much as 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. Dreen your hair, and you rid it of the drab, dulling film left by all soap shampoos. Dreen your hair, and you completely remove unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. As glamorous cover girl and Dreen girl Margaret Finley says,
I think I've tried most shampoos. Only Dreen leaves my hair so lustrous, yet so well-behaved.
Right, Margaret. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
I'm at the Valley. There's a light on in this office. How about going in here about your income tax, huh?
Pinky, notice the name of the firm on the door. It's very unusual.
Yeah?
Certified Public Accountants. Hutton, Dutton, Sutton, Button, and Zipper. How did Zipper get in there?
He must have replaced one of the buttons.
Well, let's go in anyway. Say, Pinky, that distinguished-looking woman working at that desk must be one of the accountants. Pardon me, madam. I'm Rudy Valley, and this is Pinky Lee.
How do you do?
The pleasure is mutual.
What do you know? Bulldog Drummond is back.
Tell me, madam, are you an accountant?
What do I look like?
No coaching from the audience, please.
Button your lips, Shorty, or I'll let the air out of your head. Now, Mr. Valley, I suppose you want me to help you with your tax form. Well, draw up a fiduciary and sit down. Now, what is your occupation?
I'm in show business.
Oh, a charity case.
Just a minute, lady. Now, look here, babe. When you say that smile...
Why?
You look much better that way. Now, listen here. I'd like to have you know that Mr. Valley's a great singer and a fine saxophone player. In fact, last week he was voted the saxophone player most likely to blow his brains out in 1946. And when Freddie Martin heard that Mr. Valley got the award, do you know what he said?
What?
Ooh, you make me so mad.
Before we begin, Mr. Valley, I want to warn you about making any false statements. Paragraph 7 of your tax form states, quote, if in your tax blank there's a kink, you will wind up in the clink, unquote.
Who makes up these tax blanks? Falstaff, Openshaw? Look, miss, before we go any further, what is your fee?
My work will cost you to the tune of $500.
With Mr. Valley, that tune will never be a hit.
My fee is $500. Take it or leave it.
I'll give you $10.
I'll take it. I'm square and honest.
I'm fair and decent.
I'm Lemon Abner.
Shall we dance?
Okay, Mr. Valley. Are you acquainted with the new tax laws?
I am, and if you ask me, they're going to work quite a hardship on some people. Take W.C. Fields, for instance. How can he get along on his income when the cost of living has gone up to $20 a quart?
And that's not all. Take Bing Crosby. He's got 4 kids and a stable full of horses. He's going to have to give up those kids.
According to my figures, Mr. Valley, you owe the government $2,000.
Yeah. $2,000? Oh, I don't have it. $2,000. Pinky, do you know what $2,000 means?
No, with me, anything over a buck and a half is just hearsay. Oh, your phone is ringing, miss.
Pinky, wait till it rings. Will you wait till it rings, please?
I'm sorry, Mr. Valley. I just washed my ears and can't do a thing with them.
Hello? Just a moment. It's your nightclub calling, Mr. Valley.
Thank you. Hello? What? Of course, I'll get right down after it, right? Goodbye. Pinky, we must find Ella Logan right away.
You mean that wonderful Scotch singer of Scotch songs?
Yes. There's a Scotch organization called the Wilted Kilties Brotherhood of Lowland Highlanders of American Scotchmen, California Chapter, Western Lodge and Los Angeles Local, number 46954.
That's the verse of chorus you sing.
Well, this Scotch organization is ready to buy out the entire Villa Valley for tomorrow night if we can get Ella Logan to sing for them. The receipt... Stop it, Pinky. The seats are going to pay my tax. Now, come on, Pinky. Ella Logan is rehearsing for a show here in town. We'll go over and see her at the theater. Well, Pinky, here's the theater where Ella Logan is rehearsing. Come on, we'll go through the stage entrance, past that doorman.
And where might I be asking how he's going without so much as to buy me leave?
Gosh, a Swedish doorman.
Oh, Swedish, is it now, huh? Scat both of you before I play the Irish lullaby on your skulls with me shillelagh.
Well, then that's a fine way to be talking in the presence of a proud native of County Killarney, Joseph Arnold, Knight of Columbus, Faith, and Tala.
County Killarney? Well, may the saints preserve us. That's where I'm after coming from. Throw them a day later and go brock.
Oh, Philomarusha, Philigadusha. And how happy it is I am to be speaking to you, sir. I'm Rudy Valley, Tala, Faith, and I am.
I'm Timothy O'Toole.
I'm still Lemon Abner.
Oh, Timothy, this is my friend Lemon Abner O'Lee.
Happy it is I am to know you, Mr. O'Lee. Kuristantu Mahon.
Uh-huh, what?
Kuristantu Mahon.
Oh, besse me mucho.
Mr. O'Lee is from the south of Ireland.
Yeah, that's right. Faith and Begorra, you all. Look, Mr. O'Valley, there's Ella Logan going on the stage right now.
Sure, and it seems she's going to do a tala-tala. Faith, and let's listen, Mr. O'Lee.
The sun is a-shining to welcome the day. Hi-ho, come to the fair. The folks are all singing so merry and gay. Hi-ho, come to the fair. The stalls in the green are as fine as can be, with trinkets and tokens so pretty to see. So it's come then, maidens and men, to the fair, to the pride of the morning. So dress yourselves up in your finest array, with a hi-ho, come to the fair. Now the trumpets are playing a tune that you know, and the drum is a beating away. Let us go. They'll be racing and chasing from morning to night, with the roundabouts turning from left and to right. So it's come then, maidens and men, to the fair, to the pride of the morning. So lock up your house, there'll be plenty of fun, with a hi-ho, come to the fair. If it's love-making, dear, that you have in your mind,
hi-ho, come to the fair.
Oh, your heart will be happy and loving and kind,
hi-ho, come to the fair.
If it's haste to the wedding, dance to the end of the day. So it's coming, maidens and men, to the fair, to the pride of the morning. So lock up your house, there'll be plenty of fun. With a hi-ho, come to the fair, maidens and men, come to the fair. So dress yourselves up in your finest array. Hi-ho!
Mr. O'Valley, there is Ella Logan's father, Jock McFinkelhoff Logan. You better see him if it's business you're after wanting to talk to Miss Logan about. Mr. Logan, these gentlemen would like to talk to you.
Thank you, Timothy.
Well, what's on your mind, laddies?
Your face is very familiar.
I'm Jock McFinkelhoff Logan. Miss Logan is my daughter.
Your what?
My daughter.
You mean your daughter?
That's what I said, my daughter.
That's fair.
Jock, I'm Rudy McFarley, and this is my friend Pinkham McLee.
Hey, it's a brobrich mulech nechsenich.
Pardon me, laddie. Would you mind talking downstream? Say, are you laddie speaking Scotch? I didn't get it.
I know Scotch is very hard to get these days.
Well, I'm a very busy person. Hootman. Hoot.
Mr. Valley, this guy sounds like a talent scout for an owl drugstore.
Jock, I would be very happy if you would let Miss Logan sing at me next club, McVilla McValley. I work for Drink Shampoo.
Well, that's fine, but Miss Logan works for money.
Oh, we're willing to pay. Jack is Jake with us, Jock.
So you're willing to hire my girl, huh? Is that right?
Take it easy, Jock, or you'll strip your gear.
Miss Logan is very tired. She's been working very hard. She's down to 90 pounds.
90 pounds? Aye, she's a bony lassie.
You'll have to speak to Miss Logan personally, Mr. McValley. Her dressing room is right down the hall. You can go right in.
Much obliged, Mr. McLogan. Come on, Mr. McLee.
Mr. Valley, you think you'll get Miss Logan? You know, everybody in town is after her.
I know, Pinky, but I've got a great selling point.
Yes?
I'll put a chorus of 20 handsome men behind her when she sings.
Is that
Believe
so?
Me. When I tell Miss Logan that 20 men will be singing along with her,
yes,
she's bound to accept.
Oh, definitely.
Think of it, Pinky.
Yes.
20 glorious male voices.
What do you know?
This must be Miss Logan's
Oh, yes. I wouldn't be surprised.
Hello? Hello? Is this the Hollywood Kennel Club? This is Ella Logan. I called you yesterday about buying some dogs. Yes, Cocker Spaniels will do. What? You're sending two men over to talk to me about it. Oh, gosh, that must be them now. They got here in a hurry. Come in!
Hello, Ella. May I introduce my friend, Pinky Lee?
Hello, Rudy. Hello, Pinky.
Hello.
Miss Logan, we're here to discuss a little proposition.
I know. They just told me about it. One thing, though, Rudy. I'm only interested in males.
That's what I thought. We have 20 of them.
20? I only want one or two.
Ain't that going to be a little skimpy?
Oh, but what would I do with more than two? Think of the feeding problem.
Oh, they feed themselves.
They sound very intelligent, but how about taking them for a walk? Think of it, 20 of them.
Oh, this group isn't interested in walking. They don't get up till 4 in the afternoon.
They don't sound very ambitious.
Well, they're tired. Most of them stay up half the night.
Doing what?
Prowling about. You know, they've got a little wolf in them.
Oh, that's the type I like. Are they well trained?
Indeed, they are. You should hear them sing.
Oh, who cares about singing? I mean, what I want is one that can run down to the corner and bring back a newspaper between his teeth.
Well, we have one who's been married for 7 years. He might be trained well enough for that.
You have a married one?
Yeah, but his wife is really a dog.
Honestly, Ellie, you'll be very happy with the 20 of them.
I don't doubt it, but it's too much work. Who's going to bathe them all?
Personally, I don't think they'd want anyone to bathe them.
Why, aren't they friendly?
Yeah, but after all, there's a limit to friendship.
Oh, but what I mean is, aren't they affectionate?
Sure, with a little encouragement. You know, Miss Logan, I never knew you were so broad-minded.
Oh, I can't help it. I'm crazy about them, you know. I love to sit on a park bench and watch them scamper over the grass. And I love to have them jump into my lap and snuggle their cold noses against my neck.
You've been out with some strange ones, haven't you?
No. They're all alike. All you have to do is smile at them and they wag their tails.
But these don't wear tails, just tuxedos.
No tails? Oh, you must be talking about a fox terrier.
Wait a minute. A fox terrier? A fox terrier the dog.
Of course, that's what I'm interested in, dogs.
Dogs? Well, heavens to Lassie. I was talking about male singers. Oh. Look, Al, I'd like to have you come down to the Villa Valley with me now as my guest. You see, a Scotch organization promised to buy off the entire club tomorrow night if you would sing. That'll give me some much-needed tax money. What do you say?
I'd love to, Rudy.
Good. I knew you'd be a good sport. Pinky, you run out and get a taxi, and I'll stay here with Miss Logan.
Oh, no, you don't. I'll run out and get a taxi, and you stay here with Miss Logan.
Oh, Pinky, you win every week.
That's better. You know, I'm glad I said no. I got brains. No brains, Pinky, they call me. Okay, Miss Logan. Au revoir and bon sour.
Let's go, Ella. I'll help you on with your coat. Here's a very good table, Ella. You can see the floor show perfectly from here.
Thank you, Rudy. Oh, I hope I'm in time to hear you sing.
Yes, and in your honor, I'm going to sing one of the famous Robert Burns poems set to music, something I'm sure will remind you of the heather of bonny old Scotland. My heart's in the Highlands. Benny Kruger, the lady is waiting.
My heart's in the Highlands. My heart is not here. My heart's in the Highlands, the chase and the deer. A chasing the wild deer and following the roe. My heart's in the Highlands wherever I go. My heart's in the Highlands wherever I go.
One of woman's greatest allures is her hair, immortalized in Faust like this. Beware of her fair hair, for she excels all women in the magic of her locks. And when she winds them round a young man's neck, she will not ever set him free again. Girls, discover what a difference in glamour a Dreen shampoo can make in your hair. Dreen your hair, and you bring out all its natural luster. As much as 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. Dreen your hair, and you rid it of the drab, dulling film left by all soap shampoos. As leading hairstylists can tell you,
today's improved Dreen has a wonderful hair conditioning action. It leaves your hair far silkier, smoother, easier to manage right after shampooing at home or beauty shop.
Right. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Oh, Ella.
Yes, Rudy?
Well, we won out. That Scotch organization is taking over Villa Valley for tomorrow night, and I have you to thank for it. So as a token of my appreciation and affection, I'd like you to accept this ring.
Oh, Rudy, it's a beautiful ring. Imported, isn't it?
Imported? Why do you say that?
The name of the boat is still on it, S.S. Kresge.
Oh.
Excuse me, Miss Logan. I want to show my appreciation, too. Will you accept this beautiful rose?
Oh, thank you, Pinky. Wait a minute. Your flower has no petals on it. This rose is all stripped.
I know. It's Gypsy Rose.
Ah, you boys are sweet, but I was happy to help you. After all, without that banquet, you couldn't pay your tax.
Oh, yeah, but now we're both set, Mr. Valley, because I don't have to pay a tax this year. All I made in 1945 was $6 when I sold my bicycle.
Ah, but you do have to pay, Pinky. You sold your bicycle for $6. That makes your tax exactly $5.95.
That's right, Pinky. The government needs the money to pay the Army, the Navy, the Marines, and not to forget the Coast Guard or the senators and congressmen. The government needs every penny of your $5.95 to run this country.
Boy, it's a good thing I sold my bicycle.
Rudy Valley will present another Dream Show for Procter & Gamble next Thursday night at the same time from Hollywood with Pinky Lee, who appears through the courtesy of Earl Carroll and Republic Pictures, Ella Logan, Patsy Moran, Benny Kruger and his music, and that famous restaurant owner, Don the Beachcomber.
It's time to sing a good night song again to you. It's time to say another so long again to you. These precious moments we knew in our rendezvous, the happiness of fun and song we'll soon renew. It won't be long until all the lights burn low again, and so you see it really is time to go again. And soon the stars will be gleaming, sweet dreams you'll be dreaming, for it's time to sing a goodnight song again.
Here in the United States, we're all urged to keep on saving used kitchen fats. More fats mean more fabrics, more radios, more soap. So save every drop every mealtime. When you eat out, notice what comes with the entree. And if there are certain vegetables and gravies, salads, or other things you are not eating, tell the waiter not to bring them to you. Do your part to cut down our tragic and tremendous waste of food. America wastes more than it eats, while Europe starves. Don't have it on your conscience that you wasted good, edible food and bread and withheld it from those who need it so terribly.
For lovely, lustrous hair, use Dream. No other shampoo, only Dream shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Tonight's Dream Show was written by Robert Marco. Remember, Thursday night is one of the all-star nights on NBC. So tune in earlier next Thursday for a great parade of stars. This is Truman Bradley speaking.
It's a washing miracle for silks, nylons, woolens, dishes.
What are you talking about?
Dreft. I'll spell it. D-R-E-F-T, Dreft. Yes, ladies, and Dreft spells faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history.
With Dreft, my lingerie, nylons, woolens, all stay beautiful as a dream. And dishes. Say, Dreft makes dishes shine without wiping.
Yes, ladies. For faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history, tomorrow get Dreft.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.